AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama's decided to leave 5,500 troops in Afghanistan beyond next year. He'll make the announcement this morning. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani with this breaking news.
6 months ago, the president backed off a plan to pull several thousand troops from Afghanistan this year.
The specific trajectory of the 2016 drawdown will be established later this year.
Now he's tossing aside his pledge to end the war before leaving office in a change the Pentagon has been pushing for months.
The narrative that we're leaving Afghanistan is self-defeating. We can't.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Taliban advances in parts of the country show the Afghans still need help. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Now to those long lines at airports across the country last night. The computer system that checks passenger names against a terror watch list went down for about an hour and a half. Our Shirley Smith reports from Washington on what Customs and Border Protection is saying.
The agency says customs agents processed international travelers using alternative procedures until the systems went back online. That did cause delays. There were widespread complaints on social media, with passengers posting reports of long lines at airports in New York, Boston, Dallas-Fort Worth, and other ports of entry into the U.S.
Customs says this does not appear to have been malicious. In Baltimore, protesters were taken away by police after occupying City Hall overnight. They don't like the man in line to become police commissioner. An Iranian passenger plane has landed safely in Tehran after part of an engine fell off during a flight with 426 passengers on board. The pilot says that part of the engine came off and hit the body of the plane. This is AP Radio News. It turns out vitamins and calcium supplements may not be an effective means of preventing growths that can lead to colon cancer. Here's our Diane Kepler.
In a setback in efforts to use vitamins to prevent disease, a major study has found that taking calcium or vitamin D does not prevent polyps in people who have had growths removed during a colonoscopy. Researchers are disappointed in the findings because three previous studies had suggested calcium would help. This research involved people recently diagnosed with polyps who were asked to take either vitamin D3, calcium, both, or neither. 3 to 5 years later, as many as 45% of people taking part in the study develop new polyps, regardless of whether they took the supplements or not. I'm Diane Kepley.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson visited the hospital where former NBA forward Lamar Odom is on life support, he says, though the hospital isn't talking about Odom's condition. Lamar Odom was found unresponsive at a Nevada brothel. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.